Turning to Australia, investigators have found the cause of the largest of the wildfires that have been burning across the state of New South Wales this past week. Laura Yerachi has more.
A military training exercise run by the Australian military was the cause of the largest of the wildfires that have torn across the nation's most populous state this past week. The Rural Fire Service said one of the fires began at a Defense Department training area as a result of live ordnance exercises. The fire at Spark near the city of Lithgow, west of Sydney, burned 47,000 hectares and destroyed several houses. Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons said the Defense Department's actions were obviously an accident and a side effect of a routine activity. In the meantime, a new fire was sparked this morning when a plane fighting the fires crashed into a national park near Sydney, killing the 43-year-old pilot. One other death was blamed on the fire this past week, and more than 200 homes were destroyed. Investigators are still looking into the causes of the other fires, though some are known to have been started by power lines being brought down in strong winds. A few appear to have been deliberately lit, and police have arrested several children in connection with these. On Thursday morning, 65 fires were still burning, with 24 out of control, though all emergency warnings had been lifted. And as cooler temperatures and calm winds have prevailed, hundreds of residents are returning to homes they had evacuated earlier. I'm Laura Yerachi.